Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Ayin Tes, Kedushin 79a, pagination is 157. We'll start from the facing page, four lines from the bottom, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Mishanosan Rishus L'Shlucha L'Kaddish Espito. A person gave permission, authorization, to a messenger to be Mekadish his daughter. We're dealing with an underage daughter, and he's assigning somebody to find her a good husband. And then he went ahead and was Mekadish her himself. Im shalo kadmo kiddushav kiddushin. If the father was Mekadish her first, then his is the one that's valid, even if the shliach later went ahead with his authorization and was mekadish her, the father's will stand because his was first. Ve'im shal shlucho kadmo, kiddushav kiddushin. And if the shliach's came first, then his kiddushin is the one that stands. Keep in mind that the father is authorized to be Mekadish his underage daughter. It was a concept of setting the daughter up in a good relationship at an appropriate time, depending on what was going on in different people's lives and what was available. So in this case, he authorized the shliach, but the shliach didn't do anything with the shlichus until after the father was already Mekadish her. So even though the shlichus assignment occurred before the father did the kiddushin, but whichever kiddushin is first is the one that will stand, and the fact that the father assigned earlier or the fact that he assigned at all doesn't cause him to lose his rights to be mekadosher. Vim eino yodua, and if it's not known whose kiddushin came first, and therefore which one is binding, shneyem nosnim get, both husbands, so to speak, both people who did kiddushin would have to give a get so that this girl should be free and available with clarity to marry somebody. V'imratzu, and if they chose, echad nosen get v'echad kones, one of these husbands can give a get, and the other one can take her as a wife. The Ramah in Evena Ezer points out, Kones, he can take her as a wife, provided that he does a fresh kiddushin. Because it could be that the other husband who is divorcing really is the correct husband, in which case this man's first kiddushin was totally irrelevant, and therefore he has to do a new act of kiddushin in order to marry her. One interesting observation, the opportunity and the possibility for one of them to take her as a wife is available here because these two men are unrelated. We have previously encountered such cases in more complex situations where there were two girls or two boys involved in the kiddushin. And since you might have been married to this person's sister, or she might have been married to this man's brother, they can't have that opportunity of Echad nosen get ve'echad kones, one of them gives a get and the other takes her as a wife. Because on the possibility that she was married to that person, this other union is not available to her. But in our case, since these men are not related, if indeed she's freed from the possibility of marriage from one of them, she can proceed with marriage to the second. Again, the main focus of the Mishnah's first case was that the father is authorizing kiddushin through a shliach. Both of them did kiddushin. Whichever one came first is the one that stands. V'chein, similarly, ha'isha, if the woman herself did such a thing. She gave authorization to her shliach to be mekadish her, to accept kiddushin from a man. And she proceeded and accepted kiddushin on her own behalf. If hers came first, kiddusha kiddushin, her kiddushin will stand. And if the shliach is the one that came first, then the shliach will stand. Vim einan yiduin, and if we don't know, shneim nosim lo get, both will give a get. Vim ratzu echad nosin lo get veechad kones, and again, if one of them wants to give a get and the other one wants to have their marriage stand, that's possible. Again, with the Ramos observation that the second one that is taking her as a wife will have to do a new kiddushin because the first kiddushin is questionable, because she might have actually at that time have been already married to the other man. The Gemara asks a predictable question. Why do you need both cases? Why do you need a case where the father authorized the shliach and then we're not sure if the shliach or the father did the kiddushin for the underage daughter? And in addition, to have to need the second case of the Mishnah, where the woman herself, on her own behalf, did the same type of thing, authorizing a shliach to accept kiddushin on her behalf, and then proceeding and doing kiddushin herself. Utzricha, you need both cases. De'iash me'inan gabe didei, if we only knew the first case, the one where the father is acting in such a fashion, mishum de'gavro kimle biyuchsin, because a man understands, appreciates, yichus, the better status of this husband over any other man, and therefore one might think that's why when the father did kiddushin, he found somebody he likes, and he's negating the shliach, the messenger. Aval itza, but when the woman does her own kiddushin, I would think delokim le beyuchsin, maybe she doesn't have such a proficiency in lineage. Ema lo nehave kiddushel kiddushin, I would think, as Rashi explains, that she's only half-heartedly doing a kiddushin, but she's still leaving herself open that the shlichus, the messengership that she authorized originally, should not be negated, and if the shliach comes up with someone good, she'd rather go with the shliach's choice. In other words, we would think that the woman straddles the fence, so to speak, waiting to see what the shliach comes up with and only accepts her own choice as a backup. So the Mishnah needed to say the second case to let us know that the woman, by doing kiddushin, has negated the shliach. V'iyash minan gabe dida, and if I only add the second case, meaning the case of the woman who authorized the shliach and then proceeded to do her own kiddushin, mishum de'itza daiko uminseva, because the woman, for herself, she checks into things before she gets married. Aval ihu, but maybe by the father, he doesn't really care, and he's willing that if the shliach comes up with somebody, then the shliach's choice should stand, and he's only doing his kiddushin for the daughter as a backup. Tzuricha, we're being informed that both cases, the same concept would apply. Whoever did the first kiddushin stands. And if the father or the woman on her own behalf did the first kiddushin, then the shliach is negated and has no relevance because kiddushin was already done. I'd like to point out that the term itza daika uminseva, a woman checks into it and then gets married, is over here being used regarding the prospective husband. She's choosing who she thinks is going to be her best husband. We did have this expression used with a different intent. Same phrase, Yevamos Chafhei, but it was referring to a woman whose husband disappeared. And the daika in that case, what was she checking into? She was checking in to see if her husband is truly dead. And in that case, it's a daika. A woman checks into it, umintseva, and then she proceeds to get married, having done her research. It's the same term, but being used in a different way. Over here, regarding the new husband. Over there, regarding the old husband. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.